Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what the wonderful stuff is the man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
In his life, 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 tuned in a dinner slide, in his life, in his life, in his life, in his life, tuned in,
even though I still got ladies choosing. Setting my alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time, no snoozing. Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. On pesos fit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog light. Shat drop bomb. Info like triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bomb. Need some info like triple W's. Western World ONE.com. It's a finish line. In its 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 line. Tuned in the dinner line. In its line. Dennis Live,
Sleep Dilla Productions, Soundmaster T, WesternWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chattown, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
Best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than
man. We got something else to talk about, man. You know what they say, man? They say, you know, so I don't know if it's an insult or salting or degrading, downgrading, or if it's the truth. And they say, you know, us black people, we don't read. Put the truth in a what? A book. We'll never find out.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Guess what? I read. So this is majority going out for our African-American people, man. You know, for ones that don't really read. You know what I'm saying? You know, I want to say maybe 75% of African-American people are on these social networks, these Twitters, Facebooks, you know what I'm saying? Whatever they got out there, man, you know, because we visually see it. But I think it's kind of contradictory because you got to read Facebook in order to know what a comment is about, right? You got to read a text message in order to know what is going on, right?
Okay.
So I think it's kind of contradictory then. We're just going to say African American people want to read what they want to read then. That's how we're going to do that, right? All right. But today, man, you know, so like I said, it's mainly for African American people, man. But this is really fucked up people too, man. You know, I don't discriminate on nothing, no color, creed, whatever. We all human, you know what I'm saying? God made us, you know what I'm saying? We bleed the same blood. So, you get straight to the point. The IRS, okay? They can read emails without warning. The Internal Revenue Service, you know what I'm saying, has claimed that the agents can read your personal emails, your text messages, anything that's like a private electronic communication, according to their documents. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that's courtesy to the Hill.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna read a little bit more of that later on. But I download some clips, man. Yeah, I'm gonna clip you out today. Yeah, y'all can be clipped out today. Man. I'm sorry. I want to teach you guys, man, or not even teach. I want to enlighten or encourage us, you know what I'm saying, to learn your Bill of Rights, man, your amendments. You know what I'm saying? Today is really basically you're going to be talking about the Fourth Amendment and the First Amendment, man. You know, everybody know the First Amendment, freedom of speech. The First Amendment is the freedom of speech, you know, freedom to write whatever, freedom to record, all that type of stuff. And the Fourth Amendment is really like, you know, to protect your rights, you know, your personal rights. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to play this clip. And when I play this clip, man, you know, so we're going to kind of dissect it a little bit. I'm going to play a couple of clips, all right? I'm going to play this clip here, man. It's about 3 minutes long. But I'm going to kick it off, man, with CNET. Courtesy of CNET News. I'm going to play this right here, then I'm going to go straight to the clip so that way you know what I'm talking about. All right, let's go.
The Internal Revenue Service doesn't believe it needs a search warrant before reading your email. Internal IRS documents state that Americans enjoy generally no privacy in their email, Facebook chats, Twitter direct messages, and similar online communications. So the IRS can just go after these documents without going to a judge for a search warrant? Of course, that goes against what many lawmakers have argued, that your email is protected by the same Fourth Amendment privacy as your hard drive or physical letter that's in your desk. A federal appeals court in 2010 ruled that Americans do have expectations of privacy in email, and it might make you feel better to know that email providers like Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, and Facebook do expect warrants for email access. These IRS guidelines were in a handbook obtained by the American Civil Liberties Union, and that group is speaking out against this guideline, asking the IRS to amend its policies.
The Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment is all about privacy. Is anybody able to recite the Fourth Amendment? The right of the people, individual rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. What is your person? Property. What are your papers? Property. What are your houses? Property. What are your effects? More property. You have a right to all of your property. The government cannot come in and do a cavity search and invade your property against unreasonable searches and seizures. Unreasonable being the key word. So the government is not allowed to do unreasonable searches and seizures. What would the definition of a reasonable search be?
Probable cause.
What's that?
Probable cause.
They have to have probable cause. No warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. They have to have a warrant. Now, there were, prior to the Bill of Rights, the king would give the soldiers general warrants. A general warrant is a piece of paper that said that you're allowed to search anywhere, anytime, anybody, for anything. We're going to come in and we're going to look. We're looking for contraband. What are you looking for? I don't know. I'll recognize it when I see it. Oh, wow. 50-year-old bottle of wine. Hey, that's contraband, isn't it? Yeah, thanks. We're not going to send you to jail. We're just going to confiscate this expensive bottle of wine. That's how a general warrant was used. But with the Fourth Amendment, they have to have probable cause. So the police officer, whoever is going to get the warrant, they go to the judge, says, Judge, we're going to go and we're going to search for drugs. Why? Well, I think that they have to just think. You just think. You have to have probable cause. We have to be, under the house has been under surveillance. We've been watching them carry on all this stuff. They're taking in all this acetone, and, you know, unless you have a lot of painting to do, you know, you're probably making methamphetamines or something like that. We've got all this evidence, and, Your Honor, I swear they're doing drugs in this house. So the warrant has to be supported by oath or affirmation. Somebody from the government has to put their butt and their reputation on the line.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
Wow. Interesting. Man, a warrant. Man, for those people that don't probably know what a warrant is, man, it's something that's got to be approved by the judge. And then it says the way, and actually, man, you know, this clip here, man, is so deep. Because, you know, and let me give my props out to this guy, too, man. His name is Michael Burnick. Michael is spelled B-A-D-N-A-R-I-K, if I'm pronouncing it right. You know, I got to give out props, man, to everything, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to take nobody's information. I'd rather take it and use it and, you know what I'm saying, and still give out their respect. So, you know, this guy here, man, Michael B., that's what we're going to call him, he's breaking it down, man, saying that it's so important to learn your Bill of Rights. But it's going to get real tricky when I play that second clip. That second clip, man, is really important as well. My man was talking about how when they come in with a warrant under suspicious acts, they could grab stuff, and then they don't even have to arrest you. They could take some of your things. Is saying that, you know, this is under suspicious entertainment. See, these are things that, man, we need to know this type of stuff here, man. You know, how can the IRS read your stuff? Because they're saying that it's not covered under the Fourth Amendment. In actuality, it is. This is where it really kills the Fourth Amendment. I don't know if you guys know about the Patriot Act. That's crazy, right? The Patriot Act is something whereas, you know, it wasn't supposed to be for the terrorists. You know what I'm saying? Something that's just really suspicious or heinous or something like that. They do what they call a Patriot Act. You know what I'm saying? With the Patriot Act, you know what I'm saying? That's when they could come in and do or take whatever it is that they feel that is suspicious. So do you consider everybody on Facebook terrorists? Do you feel that everybody's doing text messages is a terrorist? I don't know, man. You know, people, if you want to call in, man, it's cool. The number is 347-838-9106. I'm going to play this song right here, man. And I'm going to break that down. I'm going to break that clip down again. I'm going to play a song for you guys so y'all can kind of understand where I'm coming from. All right? Let's go.
WELOVE 108
FM.
that beat. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with health and set for life. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got the force to start to make it tough. From the heart, it's the start of work of art to revolutionize. Make a change, something's great. People, we all the same. No, we're not the same, because we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless. You say, what is this? All the loving. Let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. So rest the show.
Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go. Peace.
All right, man. We back, man. We back in the building, man. We back in the building, man. Again, for the people, man, that, you know, just tuning in, you know, I know, I gotta keep repeating this so that way, you know, because I know people come in their own time. This right here, man, is about the IRS. They can read our emails, our text messages, any kind of electronic device without warrants. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a warrant is something that's got to be awarded to you by a judge. Under suspicious acts or anything like that, that person can say, hey, man, you know, that person over there doing this, doing that, and doing this, and doing that, you know, and they'll award a warrant to that person because he got suspicious acts. I played a clip, man, about Michael B. Bernardrick, I want to say, I think I got it right. Michael Bernardrick, man, he was talking about how the warrants supposed to protect our Fourth Amendment. You know what I'm saying? They don't have, you know what I'm saying, nothing that can, that they can really touch us on. You know what I'm saying? Anything that's property is considered ours. No matter what, they can't go through our personal belongings without going through it. Then we got something where it's called the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is really supposed to be for the terrorists. The terrorists are supposed to come in and, you know what I'm saying, you know, like with the 9/11 thing, they said that. And I'm not going to say 9/11 thing. You know what I'm saying? The 9/11 massacre. You know what I'm saying? And respect to those people too as well. That also was under the Patriot Act where they can check your stuff or whatever it is if it's something that's terrorist. Now we got something now to where they trying to put this into effect with everybody. You know, people saying they scared. Okay, well, cool. They'll protect you with the Patriot Act. And the Patriot Act is they could just come in and they could just take over and go up in your things without your permission. Crazy, right? Crazy, right? All right, man. Well, I'm gonna bring my boy in, man. We got my boy Case. What up, Doc?
Yo, what up, B? What up?
How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. Got over a headache yesterday, man. I had to nap out.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back.
You back, man. We missed you, man. Just wanted to let you know, man.
Yeah, man. You know, kind of slept in last night, man. Kind of, you know, had a booming ass headache. But, you know, them days happen. But, you know, I hear what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, man. How do you feel about it? I know you probably didn't hear that clip, did you?
No, I didn't get to hear the clip. I kind of chimed in a little late.
Yeah, man. See, that's why I like to replay that clip again, you know, so people can really hear it and understand it. So you gave me good reasoning so I could play that clip one more time for people, because I know they chiming in, man. We got like, man, you know, every time we turn on the mic, B, we gain like another 1,000 a week, man. We already at 16,000, almost 17,000 people, man. That's big, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know we not major, but dude, to have 17,000, man, in less than 4 to 5 months, man, that's a lot of ears, man, that we are entertaining, we are educating, we are just, you know, being hilarious with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, man, I salute you for that, bro. So what you think, man? How do you feel about that, man? The IRS, man, they can read our emails, our text messages, and without warrants, man, they can just do it.
Here's the thing. I mean, that's the thing right there, man. It's funny because it's like, okay, how do you look at it? It's like two ways you can look at it, right? They gave us all of this shit to begin with, emails and all of that. And like dumbasses, we took the bait, right? We took the bait. You know, he was like, okay, we can have some digital mail instead of getting it in the mail. You know what I'm saying? They was already reading the mail if they wanted to any damn way. So it's their system. So you got to look at it from, okay, it's their system. So they could pretty much do whatever the fuck they want to do with it, right? Okay, so then you got people that look at it from like, I don't want people checking my email. But see, that's a part of the game, because in the beginning, I guarantee you, when you signed up for an email in the fine print somewhere, it says some blahzy blah bullshit about this and us looking in here and doing this and doing that in a timely manner, and we didn't read that. You know, I mean, like, you got to look at it from two different angles. It's their shit, so they can really do what they want with emails. That's why I don't do the Facebook and Twitter. I mean, I have them, but I don't try to, you know, make those things a part of my life, because I know they can leave at any time. And I don't want an addiction. I don't want an addiction that, you know what I'm saying, I know that somebody else controls and it can leave at any time, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like it's their digital shit, and we decided to jump into it and, you know, trust in it and all of that. But did you read the fine print, or did you even pay attention to the little laws that they was writing for it?
Right.
I mean, like, okay, beggars can't be choosers, I guess. That's how it's said.
Yeah, beggars can't be choosers. Yeah, you're right.
We getting all this shit for free. I mean, YouTube free. You know what I'm saying? WorldStar, all of that's free. We getting everything for free. I mean, we pay our cable bill. Some people pay their cable bill. Some people got their
right.
Whatever, but you dig what I'm saying? We pay our bill, but we getting all of this information. I mean, come on, you can go over to the computer right now. Any question you might have in your head, you know what I'm saying, that's something, you know, dealing with a book or something like that, or information, you could type it in, and boom, it's right there, and you getting it for free. You're not going to the library, you're not putting on no clothes, you're not doing anything, you getting all of that for free. So you got to say, okay, they giving me all this shit for free. So, I mean, I knew it had to be a, what would you call that? Like, it had to be something, you know, it was some type of trick in the bag, so I'm down with.
Wow.
You giving them? That's what you got to think of it. We was getting all, we getting all of this shit for free, so, and it's theirs.
Okay, let me ask you this, bro. I know you see, you man, you hit like a man. You hit three things, man. That was hot, man. You said it's free. You said reading, and then you also said beggars can't be choosers. Those all three things, man, is pretty hot with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just talking about that when I opened up the show about how, you know, we don't read. African Americans mainly. Don't read. Then, you know, then again, we'll take whatever we can get. So, on the trip. And then, the last one. You know what I'm saying? That last one when you said that, mainly it's theirs. You see what I'm saying? Crazy, man. So, what I'm going to do is, man, I'm going to play these clips again, man. And then, you know, we're going to break it down. But I want you to break it down in your words as well. You know what I'm saying? When you hear this clip, man, and you tell me, you pretty much hit the nail in the coffin. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the fact of that, man, just hearing it again and just going over it one more time, elaborating on it. And
wait,
man,
real quick, before you play that, let me just say this. See, this is simple right here. This is simple. You see, they have no power without the people, right? And they know that already. Like, the higher-ups know that. They have no power without certain people. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So they have to gain people by getting them inside of schemes and everything, knowing in the end that they're going to have a way to control it anyway and balance it, if you understand where I'm coming from.
Absolutely. You know what's so crazy? With that, are you saying that too? The Patriot Act. Don't you know they passed that bill only with two people that was in office? They didn't, you know how you're supposed to have your people around?
Yeah.
Only two people had passed that. And one of them was part of the Obama. The Obamacare, not the Obamacare, but the Obama administration was one of the people that was in cahoots of trying to pass the bill too. But see, what they did was they said the pages, man, for the Patriot Act is over 300 and some odd pages long. You can't read it like a novel. You can't read it like, you know, say like a book back to back. You got to read it and dissect codes and put words here and take the semicolon out, put the letter eight, the number eight there, put the letter Y there. So that way you got to have a whole criminal justice code in front of you, you know, like the IL.34, Section 3, all that stuff. You got to have the whole thing in front of you in order to read that actual Patriot Act book in order to pass it. So if you only had two people there to just pass this bill, I don't think they read that, man. They just like, whatever, man. We scared, man. Whatever you want to do. Okay, well, if you're scared, then here. Just sign this here. We'll protect you. Crazy, right, B?
Man. All of that. To me, I mean, it's not, you know, rocket science to me. Like I said, they giving you something for free. You already knew what they was going to do in the end. So it's like, don't expect shit for free and not expect, you know, to get something, you know, to get kind of the rough end of the stick. We are talking about them people. Let's just put quotation marks right there, them people. So let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, IRS, man, you got to put all of it out. Who is IRS anyway?
From what I know, the IRS, and they not a part of the, like, United States government at all. They belong to, like, a British agency or something like that.
Absolutely. We're going to break that down, too, bro. I'm going to play this, man. The clip is about a good 3 minutes long. I'm going to play this, you know, so play the clip, and then we're going to come back, man. We're going to dissect it a little bit, man.
Okay, cool.
Out there, man. I know y'all out there, since I'm getting text messages like crazy. So the number here is 347-838-9106. I wish we could have a text service with this so people could just text in. But it's cool. Call in, you know what I'm saying, share your thoughts if you want to. If not, then that's still cool. We're still going to run the show regardless. But I know the people with the archives, man, I know they're going to, man, whew. Anyway, man, let me go ahead and break down this clip, man. I'm going to play, CNET first, you know what I'm saying. Let them explain to why, you know what I'm saying, IRS don't really have to have a warrant. And then I'm going to go into the clip. This is the first clip out of two clips. This is the first clip. I'm going to play this again for you guys. All right, let's go.
The Internal Revenue Service doesn't believe it needs a search warrant before reading your email. Internal IRS documents state that Americans enjoy generally no privacy in their email, Facebook chats, Twitter direct messages, and similar online communications. So the IRS can just go after these documents without going to a judge for a search warrant. Of course, that goes against what many lawmakers have argued, that your email is protected by the same Fourth Amendment privacy as your hard drive or physical letter that's in your desk. A federal appeals court in 2010 ruled that Americans do have expectations of privacy in email, and it might make you feel better to know that email providers like Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, and Facebook do expect warrants for email access. These IRS guidelines were in a handbook obtained by the American Civil Liberties Union, and that group is speaking out against this guideline, asking the IRS to amend its policies.
The Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment is all about privacy. Is anybody able to recite the Fourth Amendment? The right of the people, individual rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. What is your person? Property. What are your papers? Property. What are your houses?
Property.
What are your effects? More property. You have a right to all of your property. The government cannot come in and do a cavity search and invade your property against unreasonable searches and seizures. Unreasonable being the key word. So the government is not allowed to do unreasonable searches and seizures. What would the definition of a reasonable search be?
Probable cause.
What's that?
Probable cause.
They have to have probable cause. No warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. They have to have a warrant. Now, there were, prior to the Bill of Rights, the king would give the soldiers general warrants. A general warrant is a piece of paper that said that you're allowed to search anywhere, anytime, anybody, for anything. We're going to come in and we're going to look. We're looking for contraband. What are you looking for? I don't know. I'll recognize it when I see it. Oh, wow. 50-year-old bottle of wine. Hey, that's contraband, isn't it? Yeah, thanks. We're not going to send you to jail. We're just going to confiscate this expensive bottle of wine. That's how a general warrant was used. But with the Fourth Amendment, they have to have probable cause. So the police officer, whoever is going to get the warrant, they go to the judge, says, Judge, we're going to go and we're going to search for drugs. Why? Well, I think that they have to just think. You just think. You have to have probable cause. We have to be, under the house has been under surveillance. We've been watching them carry on all this stuff. They're taking in all this acetone, and, you know, unless you have a lot of painting to do, you know, you're probably making methamphetamines or something like that. We've got all this evidence, and, Your Honor, I swear they're doing drugs in this house. So the warrant has to be supported by oath or affirmation. Somebody from the government has to put their butt and their reputation on the line.
tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com. The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumors, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
Hi, man.
What the hell is that?
Hey, you ain't up on there, huh?
Is that our news music or something?
That's our new news thing, boy.
Okay, okay. I'm like, what the hell is that? You playing a TV in the back of the
Yeah, you been sleeping, boy. I told you I'm passing more mouth for the couple.
Okay.
So, bro, how you feel about that clip, man?
How do I feel about it? Okay, how do I feel about it? Me personally, it don't bother me at all. That's why I said I don't try to get too caught up and stuck into a lot of this shit anyway, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew what was going to go on. So, it don't bother me, dude. Should it bother other people? I guess. I don't know. There's a lot of other shit we should be outraged over than some, you know what I'm saying, internet shit. Like me, I would give the internet away. If I had to, you know, and if it came down to like, okay, somebody either controlling what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, just not even using the motherfucker no more. That's how I feel about it.
Well, okay.
We only give them power, dog. We only give them power by saying, okay, you know, we give them power by fighting over things. You know they going to want to come in and control it. So if people be like, hey, whatever, y'all can have that shit then.
Okay, so if you own the internet, you say you would give it away, like far as you wouldn't, if they try to take over? Because I'm trying to understand that part.
Well, okay, we knew in the time that we living in, that some way, somehow, the internet was going to get some type of security shit on it, right?
Okay.
We knew that. There's all types of crazy shit on the internet, man. I mean, trust me. I seen crazy, you know, shit on the internet. We already knew they was police in it anyway. You know what I'm saying? So all of them checking your email if they want and all of that, we knew that was going to come sooner or later, too. I mean, you got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. They control everything. They control the news. They control TV, music, movies. You already knew the internet was going. Motherfuckers was walking around saying, man, at least we got the internet. That's one thing that we could be free on. Nah, you ain't even got that shit either. Let's just be real. You don't. Anything that's in the public, that keep the public communicating, somebody's going to want to control it sooner or later down the line, right?
Yeah. You said, like, far as the power men, right? Like, this is what they is. They want the position of power, so this is why they doing that.
Yeah, of course that's why they doing that. Then they can know what everybody else is doing, but it ain't like, come on, man, nowadays you ain't never been sitting on the internet. You search for something like some shoes like a week ago, and you sitting on the internet on a different site, and all of a sudden they advertising them shoes you was searching for a week ago. See? Like it's in a banner on that site.
Okay.
You never seen that? Like you go to your email or something like that, and they advertising something over your email. You might win a Guitar Center or something like that, and all
right.
of a sudden, a week later, Guitar Center banner is sent to your email or whatever like that. So they already knew what you was doing anyway.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying. So I, right, for instance, like you saying, like all right, if you doing a search and you with your email and you let's say you a musician. So when you get the next banner, it's going to have something that's doing with that's kind of entertaining what you like. Is that something that you're trying to say? You
yeah,
say they
yeah basically, yeah. That's what the internet is doing, basically. When you sign in, it's like getting information to the stuff you like. That's how you get emails, you know what I'm saying, like them little trash emails and everything by sites that you know, sign into, and they already knew that.
Wow, okay, I got you, man. So
they already knew that, and people probably going to call in and say, well, I don't want nobody to read my email. Well, okay, you know, you don't want nobody to read your email.
Right, you know what that's called, right? That's,
what is that
that's,
called?
That's what you call somewhere as, I want to say it's a photogenic memory or a photography type, like a photo camera memory, meaning that the FBI or whoever, let's say the Internal Revenue, they under this Patriot Act, they can go in your stuff, mess around with your stuff, ramble it up with your stuff, and they could touch your stuff, and it has to be put back in a photographic memory way to where you can come back in there like, man, I don't remember doing this. And that was in The Matrix when he was like, deja vu. He's like, man, we saw the cat go back twice. That means that they was there. Get out of there. That movie plays a really important role in trying to wake us up to as well. That's what they do. They have 30 to 90 days, I believe it is. If you don't complain about something like that, like say like you started complaining to the judge or you started complaining to the people, whatever, or to the public or to, you know, say whatever it is with some kind of authority, they can do this anytime they want to. If your stuff has been tampered with or you coming around and you say, hey, man, every time I go around, I'm looking up, let's say, donuts. Then I turn around, they got nothing but coffee and donut coupons the next time I log in. That's crazy. But then again, you write again, bro. People don't read, man. And mainly as African-American people, man. I would stress that all day, man. A lot of the African-American people do not read, man. But what's crazy about that is, how is Facebook surviving then? I know there's a lot of videos out there, but before the videos came out, you had to read people's comments,
check
right?
it out, man. First of all, okay, everything is going digital, okay, right? Everything is going digital. They have this technology. I don't know the name right off top, but you can, in the future, you're going to be able to walk up to, like, say you're on a train, And, you know, they have them little marketing signs up there and everything. You know, right now I think they got videos and everything.
Uh-huh.
Let's say, like, a commercial was playing. You're going to be able to take your phone and touch it onto something, and it's going to go onto your phone. You can go to the crib and touch your TV and put it on your TV. That's, I mean, come on, man. That's how information is for to be exchanged. That's how they're going to sell you stuff. That's how you're going to get coupons for stuff and all of that. Now you can get coupons on your phone. You know that, right? And use them in
the store. That's the cloud, man. That's what they call the cloud.
Yeah, so
the cloud is nothing but a fancy name for the internet. That's all it is. But that's the cloud. Yeah.
No, basically, okay, cloud is like a big-ass memory, a storage. That's
right.
Where the cloud service is, basically. You can save stuff into a cloud. You can put programs in it. Like, okay, for instance, how I learned about cloud was the, like now they have with gaming. You don't even have to have a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox or a PC or anything. You just order this little box from this company called OnLive or something like that, and you can play Xbox games like just sitting in your front room from a little box because everything is streaming through like a cloud of information. So you're playing on a console that's directly at a factory, right? And it's just recording the video back to you to your TV.
Wow.
So that's what a cloud is. Well, let's just say I go out and I want to put 100,000 CDs inside a cloud and go them to a club and DJ it from there. You can do that. You can put movies up there. Now they got it where you can put information up there, right?
Right.
So now you can put your social security up in, you know, number up in there. You know what I'm saying? Just you can put anything in there you want. But see, to me, it's like, I don't really have shit to hide. It ain't like they knew, you know what I'm saying, like I was doing something, you know, to begin with. So, I mean, for all the people sweating over that shit, it's like it's more, to me, it's better things that we could be fighting for, you know what I'm saying, than caring if somebody reads your damn email.
Yeah, you see, what's important about it is, see, this is where they sell your information. You know what I'm saying? This is where they take your information and now you're part of the demographic data. You know what I'm saying? Even though you don't have nothing to hide, but what if somebody else in, you know what I'm saying, in Kentucky uses your information? You don't even know about this. You feel me? Now you're trying to figure out.
Hackers was doing that. Hackers was basically doing that before the people got involved. They were stealing information.
True. But see, hackers, you don't know who's hacking your stuff. This is the IRS saying that they going in your stuff. You feel me? Like, we got a name with the face now. They could do it. And they going under an act. And then they say we got, you know, the amendments here, our First and our Fourth Amendment is being violated. Pretty soon you're going to look around, the Bill of Rights is going to be obsolete. I'm just saying it's just good to learn it now because until it starts being obsolete, at least that way us people, man, we know what's going on. A lot of, man, I'm going to quote this again. A lot of African-American people, man, we read, but we read what we want to read, man. You get what I'm saying? And this right here, man, if we can help the people with what's going on just off of just saying basic common sense with what you're saying, technical knowledge of what I'm trying to come off with and trying to dissect it down in just to the simplest term, this is something that somebody really needs to know, man. What if you are that person that's selling CDs and you know you ain't supposed to sell CDs? You know what I'm saying? Even though it's illegal to do this type of thing, but at the same time, at least that way you are aware of what's going on. What if the police is trying to do something to you, and you know you know your rights, and once you know your rights, you protect it. That way, it stops a lot of things from happening, or at least it slows it down or slows down the process in order for you to get some kind of help to kind of go back and replay this episode. And listen in, bro, it's a lot of people that don't even know what the Fourth Amendment is. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to give them that type of feel. You know what I'm saying? See, like, you're a brother, you sit down, you read, you dissect stuff, you research, but what about that brother that just, they read, but they really read what they want to read. They, you know, World Star Hip Hop don't really have words too tough, only but the
well,
description. Before you say something, G, I'm not down in World Star Hip Hop. They great. I love them. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want them to think I'm trying to bash them or anything like that. I just want to, you know, I'm just saying the majority of our people, younger people, and coming up, that's what they go to, man. And when it comes to things like this, the IRS, warrants, boring stuff.
You don't want to bash their ass. So I'll bash them. I told you, I don't cupcake it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit that they have on that site sometimes be like, whoa.
Yeah, it's not about cupcaking it, bro. It's about, I look at it like this. I watch it. You feel me? So I don't want them to think like, oh, man, now they trying to downname my brand.
No. I ain't never hating on my brothers getting money like that. What I'm just saying is, I'm saying the shit that they have on there, knowing that kids come on there, is very unnecessary.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's
some of that shit is unnecessary. Like, the gay shit, sometimes, you know, I'm kind of looking like, yo, what's going on, man? Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever been on World Star and seen some shit? Like, what the hell is the, why is that on here?
Hey, man, you know what, though? Speaking of that, man, I'm going to play this next song, man. You already know I'm going with this because I know you said what's going on, man. So, you know, I got to drop this Marvin Gaye on him. And we're going to come back, man. I'm just going to play a little bit of that Marvin Gaye song, show some little respect. And I'm going to play that second clip, man. You know what I'm saying? That second clip, I'm going to see what's going on with that. Man, Case, man, brother, man, I gotta tip my hat off to you, man, because you tackle it in and you speaking it on the level of you breaking it down for the simplest term to a person that just, a basic person that will just get on and say, man, I just want to go just check my internet. And you breaking it down to a person that really used the internet and really was kind of figuring out, man, when I click on the email, I was just trying to look up Jordans, and now here it is, a banner time, so you get a 25% discount on any kind of Air Jordan apparel that you get, and you trying to figure out, like, man, is that, that's ironic. No, dog.
Man, a minute, trust me, dog, in a minute, like, when I at night now, I sit around and I watch these technology shows, man, and it's just stuff out there that y'all don't even understand, like, you know, like, and they got stuff that's coming, getting ready. I'm telling you, man, just think, what would you do without your cell phone? Like you said one time, man, I tried to go without my cell phone for a whole day. Well, I mean, now people, you got a habit of looking down, checking your pocket. Oh, do I got my cell phone? Is it over here? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Like, already a part of your life like that way, so they're going to make it more for the part of your life like that.
Yeah, and that's considered, man, they want to monopolize, you know what I'm saying? It's a monopoly, man. They want to take that and make it an everyday household name. Like when I was taking up marketing at school and college, they want the order to become a great brand name, you can't be an opiology, that means a niche of your own, but you want to make yourself a household name. People that want to use you anytime, every time, or whenever they can get their hands on your product. So that means when you do get to that level, guess what? You got the people like the IRS that's going to come in. Hey, man, you getting too powerful here. We need to come up with some kind of bill of rights to come in and take your stuff. So you right, man. I'm going to play this song, man, then we're going to come back and we're going to hit another clip, bro. All right, cool?
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLD1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTONWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WESTONWORLD1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
I'm willing to take responsibility and liability for this warrant. Okay, here's your warrant. So now they come in 2 o'clock in the morning. They kick down the door. They get the family up in their underwear, standing in the living room, and we start searching the house, tearing the sheets off the bed, going through the underwear drawer, those favorite ones that you have, you know, that they're doing all this stuff, looking, oh, we found your Playboy magazines. And they, you know, oh, we tore the house apart, and there are no drugs. Have they violated your rights? Yes, they violated your rights. There were no drugs. In fact, we got the wrong house. It wasn't 4144, it was 4441, and it's like next door, and, you know, sorry about that. There's a draft because we knocked the door off the hinges. Has the government violated your rights? Yes. So what are you going to do about it? Now you go back to the First Amendment and your right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. You have a right to file a lawsuit against the government. Everybody in the government? No. Just the wingnut stupid enough to sign an oath to get the warrant. Officer Smith, You were the one that had probable cause. You were the one that put your reputation, your butt on the line when you swore this oath. Therefore, you are going to jail. We're going to take your house and property and sell it to compensate the victims of this. We need to have some sort of negative retribution when the government gets out of control. If we don't, what would prevent them from doing this again? It protects you and it forces the government to follow certain procedures. Well, that was true back in 1791. Now that we've had the Patriot Act completely eliminates the Fourth Amendment. The Patriot Act says that the government, because of terrorism, you know how bad terrorism is. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse, and oh my God, national security. We're going to protect you. The government's job is to protect you. So we're just going to whip out these warrants, and we're going to do sneak and peek searches. Instead of coming in and tearing up the furniture and dumping the drawers out onto the floor, now we're going to come in. We're going to come in with latex gloves. We're going to take photographs of everything. We're going to make a copy of your hard drive. We're going to know everything that's in your apartment, and we're going to leaving everything exactly the way it was. And you're going to come home from work. You're not even going to know that anybody was there. Everything is still neat and clean, and the government is going to let you know 3 months later. There's got a 90-day period where they have to notify you that we searched. You think they're going to give you a notice? If they come in and you haven't complained, if you haven't gone, did you move the bundle of mail on the table? Who left the TV on CNN? I never watched CNN. If you don't complain, if you don't notice that somebody has been in your house, the government is never going to tell you. The Patriot Act.
Wow. Yes, sir. Dude, did you hear about that, dog? Well, they could come in, they could take a picture of everything, record everything, and put everything like it never was. And they got 30 days or 90 days or whatever it was to tell you that we searched your stuff.
Wow. Without you knowing, huh?
Without you knowing. For 90 days, I believe. They got to tell you they got 90 days to let you know. Or until you complain about, hey, man, I don't watch this. I don't do this. That's why you said something about it. I don't watch CNN. How did this get on this channel? And that goes back to the Matrix. When that cat was walking and he looked around and they said, what did you see? He said, I saw another cat walk. The same cat walk across the thing twice. He said, hurry up, let's get out of here. And that's, you know, that's when all the agents start coming out.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, B. And then on top of that, they got to go in and they can do all this stuff, and it goes to, let's just say you didn't say this. Let's just say you didn't say that you went in there, you looked at the email, and let's just say you didn't check to look at Guitar Center, and then all of a sudden you didn't get that banner. How will we know this, dog? You feel me?
Right. I mean, I don't know, man. A lot of the stuff that's going on, man, it's just, they've been already getting personal with you. You know what I'm saying? So it's shocking to me at all. None of it is shocking to me at all. I already knew what was next. So,
right.
I mean, that's why people gotta start watching the news and reading. I mean, they say it on the news in front of your face that they're about to do it. They was talking about this like 2 years ago when people weren't listening.
I'm gonna have to say something on that one, yeah.
I mean, a lot of this knowledge that's coming out nowadays, man, has been out since the early 90s.
Right.
None of this
but
stuff.
They do. They put it in the newspaper. They put it in the book. Right?
They let people know what was coming a long time ago. So, you know, it was just the we kind of play, like I said, the general public kind of play themselves right into the hands of the people, because it's like, if they didn't have, if the general public didn't depend on them, then they couldn't play the type of games they do. You know what I'm saying? It's like they do all of this and they give you entertainment in return. Okay, here go a couple more TV shows. But we going to take this right while you, you know, and for some people nowadays seem to be cool with that.
Man.
And it didn't for the people who out there that's really trying to, you know, let heads up and let people know, look, this is what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, dog, I don't even feel like talking to people about certain things sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because it is like beating a horse, to tell you the truth. It's like beating a horse. You tell people, okay, so this is what they're trying to do. You said about 3 or 4 times. Then it's like kind of like, man, I told y'all the sheep was going to come anyway. But y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Nobody didn't listen to me, you know what I'm saying? And now that it's getting down, it really is just getting down to the clock, to tell you the truth. Is getting down to the clock for certain people. So they trying to get in as much as they can. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And that's what it is. They're going to try to get in as much as they can. I mean, look at the North Korea thing going on. Come on, man. I'm kind of thinking at the same time, if something happened, right, is it because North Korea did it? Or is it some more conspiracy theory shit?
Exactly, and it's so good that you said that. Think about it, man. They have their own internet service out there. You see what I'm saying? That's totally. If you look at all these other countries, they have their own internet system that's not connected to the United States of America. And when you do try to connect to the United States of America, what it say? It say www.uk, www.Nigeria, www.such-and-such at the end. That's a signature to show them that this person is not from the United States of America. They are tapping in onto our internet service now. So now they have the option to do all this. Like WikiLeaks? What is it? Wiki, whatever that is, right? If I'm saying it right, WikiLeaks or whatever. Yeah. They leak stuff, you know what I'm saying? To the public people, so that way they can see what's going on. But now WikiLeaks is considered what? A terrorist. Because they, you know, I don't know if some of that stuff true. I don't know. Like you said, I don't know, but they saying what you saying. Man, I told you guys, and here it is, now you're trying to do the same thing. What about Blagojevich? Before he went to jail, what did he say? He said, man, they're going to raise our taxes. They're going to start doing such and such. They're going to start doing this. And wait till y'all get the next mayor. I'm telling you, this is all going to happen. You know, he tried to
win. Like I, kind of like all, I mean, to cut you off, kind of like almost like I said, everybody, not only black people, but white people, Spanish people, everybody is locked into an emotional state, dog. Think about this. The Pope can probably come on TV, strip butt-ass naked and smack the hell out of somebody. If the news don't report that, the media don't report it, nobody would even probably follow it. A couple people would probably be offended, but,
I'll follow.
You know what I'm saying? If it ain't on the internet or it ain't, you know what I'm saying, right there at that point at the time, nobody wouldn't even follow it. That's how people, you know, kind of people, a wolf can come out and say, I'm going to eat y'all asses in like a week. Really, I would eat y'all asses in like a week. People would just sit there and be like, oh, okay, if it ain't on the internet, if it ain't the trending topic of the day, that'll go right over everybody's head, right?
Right.
And they'll be getting eaten 1 week and be trending that shit like, oh, man, this wolf outside eating everybody. Yeah, why he didn't tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, he was going to attack? Man, he did. That's why I'm saying we don't pay attention to the news anymore. And it ain't even really the news, because the news is buttered and watered down too, you know what I'm saying? The media, the government basically tells the media what to report nowadays.
Yeah.
But maybe how it always been, but they say it, man, because they have to. You know what I'm saying? That's in a small print too, that we told you already. I mean,
Well,
but now they're just snapping rights now, you know what I'm saying? And people not listening.
Right. They gotta have that fine print, you know what I'm saying? Like if I say, hey man, like you said, the wolf is coming, right? I could say right behind you, yeah, the wolf is gonna come out and you're gonna just whoop everybody down and you're just gonna eat everybody and you don't even care what you have to say, they'll do about this, but the only way you can beat this is you can do it. You know how to be going real fast with it. I told you. But you, if you want to rewind me and slow me down and play me again. But I told you. I warned you. That's crazy.
So many people, conspiracy theorists or whatever the hell you want to call them, have gave their life putting this information out. But now it's just coming out and being presented to the public. Gave their life in the 90s telling all of this shit because it was already a plan for all of this to be controlled in an orderly fashion the way it is.
Right.
The more people are waking up, the more people are fighting against it. So, you know, I guess we're in a speedy game now where these individuals are trying to hurry up and seize their power real quick.
Wow.
And they getting at the point where they ain't even doing shit about a book no more. That's how bad they trying to get this, you know, this whole whatever the hell they got ready to, you know, this other little machine they got ready to pop off going, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I don't know. I don't even think people alert, man. Everybody in emotional state, they care about basketball, housewives more than they care about their life. So, you know, so be it.
Wow. So it's more controversy with just stuff that really don't really make sense, just whatever it is. It's just, yeah.
Man, shit that don't make your life better. That's what people care about. We care about shit that don't make our life no better.
So, all right, let me ask you this question then. What do you think it is, you know, the people right now, majority of the people right now that's in a state of mind, do you think it is that one, let me say like this. Remember when we was trying to come up and we was growing up and our parents was there and they kept on saying that you better be in the house when the street lights come on, or you better not do this, or you're going to get this situation. Do you think that's how it is right now with the people of today? They need somebody to kind of take them by the hand and walk them through it and show them how to grow up or show them how it is, or you just think that they just really don't care too much for it?
No, because as I said, people nowadays, I'm not saying I'm perfect or nothing, but, you know, I'm into the trending topics too sometimes, but, you know, people nowadays, man, it's just like nobody knows what real shit is no more. Nobody, a lot of people, you know, I would say people in the 70s and the 80s, baby, that's, you know, doing their thing right now, like, you know, late 20s, early, you know, 30s, 40s, whatever. They understood different rules, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like nowadays nobody has the, you know what I'm saying, they don't have the same values as we had back then.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know, man.
You was getting somewhere with that, man. You said the morals and the values back then was a little bit more stronger than what it is now. Now, you know, the internet plays a role in that, man. Media plays a big role in that. You know what I'm saying? Back then, think about it, we were just starting to get the black and white televisions, and we didn't have a computer. Computer didn't exist back in them days. The computer didn't know how to exist. Can you imagine Harriet Tubman having a GPS system trying to get away?
You feel me?
She got away. You know what I'm saying? Though she did, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's the railroad turned left. Can you imagine Rosa Parks on the bus saying, okay, well, she didn't want to get up out of her seat, but if she had a GPS system saying that, okay, don't even get on that bus. Wait till the next bus coming 5 minutes from now. You see what I'm saying? It had changed history back then, but, you know, it's like it changed now. But the thing is, you are very aware of what's going on before it really affects you or hits you. Some of that stuff probably would have happened back then. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is,
Let's say if they did have a GPS system. Oh, yeah, they got the GPS system for free. Guess what? Let's say the IRS gave it to them. Oh, yeah, they're going to get caught regardless because the Patriot Act. they know what they're about to do. They got the information. Okay, you want a GPS system. We need you to download this. We need your first name, your last name, your social security number, all this stuff. But you think they was trying to hear all that back then? No, man. So you're right, man. You was getting somewhere with that, bro. I appreciate that.
Check it out. Like, think about this, man. You talk about they going to put, you know, conspiracy theorists talk about they going to put chips in people's body. I mean, I can believe that. But okay, why not just put them in your cell? Not just selling your body, you sell your phone. I mean, those are becoming like a part of everybody's life. I mean, the government got programs now where they're giving people phones for free.
Wait, bro, did you know? Go ahead, I'm gonna let you finish, but I'm gonna say something behind that.
Yeah, they're giving people phones for free now. Keep you connected to the news. You know what I'm saying? Their news. Keep you connected to your email, you know what I'm saying, so they can see what you're doing. It's already been said that they was going to do this anyway, you know what I'm saying? It's already been said. If you look, TVs now have the internet. You don't even got to go to a computer no more. They like, okay, can't afford a computer, huh? We got you. We're going to put it in your TV. Can't afford a TV, we're going to put it in your phone. So either way, you're going to need that device for everyday living experience. Trust what I'm telling you. In about 2-3 years, now you can put your credit card in your phone. You can now pay people. You see them little things you put in your phone? Swipe a credit card through?
Yeah, I got one.
I mean, come on. Come on, B. Like, that's for this phone for to get ready and be part of your life.
Man, dude, man, let's go to another song, man, because this is deep, bruh. Let's go to another song, man, and I want you to dissect that, man, because I got something to say about those cell phones, too, man, that people don't know about, all right?
Let's get it.
You got to chill.
Quiet while the MC rap, but if you're tired, then go take a nap. Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bend. D-R-I-C-K is my name, my spell. Sing to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm out of MC, we talking all that junk about who can be who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for my say check 1-2-1-2 and run down the line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, the funky, the maker, who Jack Terminator. When you're rhyming, I boy, never sweating your girl, why pay? Cause she's a sweet choice. When I'm on the screen, I'm on the rock spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top in the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes pack. Maintain the speed while I double max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got some shit out.
Computer information on rap. I the BRZ my pictures, I make your toes tap. I format the rhyme step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rep. Prepare to come off in case of a dip. Not worry about a thing, cause we can choose. I can turn the party on just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the buzz I get. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a 9 in my pants when I'm found in jail.
I'm the P-E-E-E-E. And one thing I hate is the bite in the sea. When I enter, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to bite my line. I've been thousands of shows, this many faces. They deal with them jacks on the one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker empty gets courageous. And like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. Fool is underwear, means rest in peace. Cause indeed, stands for microphone doctor in the capital P. Capital M, capital D-E-E. No doubt the chief rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me,
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com. Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
I'm willing to take responsibility and liability for this warrant. Okay, here's your warrant. So now they come in 2 o'clock in the morning, they kick down the door, they get the family up in their underwear, standing in the living room, and we start searching the house, tearing the sheets off the bed, going through the underwear drawer, those favorite ones that you have, you know, that they're doing all this stuff, looking, oh, we found your Playboy magazines. And they, you know, oh, we tore the house apart and there are no drugs. Have they violated your rights?
Absolutely.
Yes, they violated your rights. There were no drugs. In fact, we got the wrong house. It wasn't 4144, it was 4441, and it's like next door, and, you know, sorry about that. There's a draft because we knocked the door off the hinges. Has the government violated your rights? Yes. So what are you going to do about it? Now you go back to the First Amendment and your right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. You have a right to file a lawsuit against the government. Everybody in the government? No. Just the wingnut stupid enough to sign an oath to get the warrant. Officer Smith, you were the one that had probable cause. You were the one that put your reputation, your butt on the line when you swore this oath. Therefore, you are going to jail. We're going to take your house and property and sell it to compensate the victims of this. We need to have some sort of negative retribution when the government gets out of control. If we don't, what would prevent them from doing this again? It protects you and it forces the government to follow certain procedures. Well, that was true back in 1791. Now that we've had the Patriot Act completely eliminates the Fourth Amendment. The Patriot Act says that the government, because terrorism, you know how bad terrorism is. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse, and oh my God, national security. We're going to protect you. The government's job is to protect you. So we're just going to whip out these warrants, and we're going to do sneak and peek searches. Instead of coming in and tearing up the furniture and dumping the drawers out onto the floor, now we're going to come in. We're going to come in with latex gloves. We're going to take photographs of everything. We're going to make a copy of your hard drive. We're going to know everything that's in your apartment, and we're going to leaving everything exactly the way it was. And you're going to come home from work. You're not even going to know that anybody was there. Everything is still neat and clean, and the government is going to let you know 3 months later. There's got a 90-day period where they have to notify you that we searched. You think they're going to give you a notice? If they come in and you haven't complained, if you haven't gone, did you move the bundle of mail on the table? Who left the TV on CNN? I never watched CNN. If you don't complain, if you don't notice that somebody has been in your house, the government is never going to tell you. The Patriot Act is egregiously unconstitutional.
Wow.
Yo. He said a couple of things, man. He said something about if that person that issued out the warrant, Mr. Smith, again with the Matrix, right? He said you can't sue everybody. You only can sue that person that asked for the warrant. So if they say, okay, well, man, I'm going to sue y'all because y'all did this, y'all did this, y'all did that, you only can sue the person that issued the warrant. You know what I'm saying? Like the who had it. Mr. Smith is the one that asked for the warrant. He gave it to them. They went in there. They couldn't find nothing. So he's like, oh, man, y'all violated my amendments. I'm suing y'all. No. You only can sue that person that asked for the warrant. So it's like they give you something and say, okay, I get it to you. It's up to you to show the proof. But if you ain't got no proof, this is what we're going to do. What was that movie, man? Safe House with Denzel Washington and old boy. Well, he was like, man, what's his name? Him, right? Denzel Washington told him, he said, hey, man, what they're going to do to you is they're going to say, all right, well, good job, son. We're going to take it from here. That means you know that you messed up. So the government is covered all the way around the table, man, no matter how you look at it. Who can we reach out to? Now, let's go with the solutions now, all right?
All right.
Who can we reach out to? Because we're supposed to go to your local Congress and start, you know, protesting them. Well, not protesting, but contesting this. Say that, hey, man, we don't appreciate this. You're supposed to send a letter to your, you know, legislators and all that stuff or whatever, the Congress office, to Washington, D.C., all this stuff. And you're supposed to keep writing in a letter, hey, man, I don't appreciate this. You know, we need to stop this. We need to figure this out. We don't petition enough. And we do petition. We petition against things like, okay, fight the whales, or stop the dog fights, or stop these type of things. And when it comes down to these certain things, a lot of people don't really want to hear about this. What are your thoughts on that, bro?
Well, I mean, what you mean as far as like who can you contact?
Yeah, like who can you contact? If these are the people that's issuing it out, who can you contact to stop the IRS? Because we're supposed to go to our government. If the IRS is our government and they're from Colombia, how can we tell them that y'all need to stop doing what y'all doing? Well, they're going to do it anyway. That's like me telling you, hey, I'm going to go to work every day.
At this point, can anything be done at this point? I mean, there's people that seem to think, you know, that the ball game can be changed once you remove a couple different refs and everything like that. But do I believe the ball game can be changed? Because corruption always got a way to, you know, kill itself in the end. You dig what I'm saying?
Man, that's crazy you said that. And that's what happened with people, man, when they find out they got caught up or something like that. You see it on TV, the only thing they can revert to is just commit suicide.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, basically what I'm saying is, like, I mean, I don't know much about the whole karma thing. Do I know there's karma? Yeah, in a way. But, I mean, just think if you do something enough, you know what I'm saying, whether it's good or bad, it's always going to come back with a way to bite you in the ass. And, I mean, it's like the system has been tainted for so long. I mean, it was tainted when it began. So it got to find, you know what I'm saying, it's finally finding a way to fuck itself over because more people are waking up. So, I mean, like, at this point, can you really even do anything about a system that's heading downhill already?
You can give people all the rights. You can give people all the rights and everything that they want, but I mean it, that money ain't up in the bank. So you know that money's not in the bank. These jobs are not being made. We still fighting over oil. I mean, so you have to have people emotionally. What's the word I'm looking for here? You gotta have people emotionally. Let me just say emotionally fucked up. Because when you have people emotionally fucked up, they're not paying attention to the real problem. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of more real problems going on other than, you know, what they're telling us about, basically. Everything that's talked about in the media is talked about, you know what I'm saying, for a reason. But best believe there's always something in the background going on. That's why I was saying earlier about the North Korea thing. And, come on, it got to be something else going on because North Korea can't, you know, from what we know, they missiles can't even make it over here. You dig what I'm saying? From what we know. Then from what we know, too, is that we have missile defense systems. So anybody was to shoot a nuke off, ain't nothing. I mean, come on. Like Ahmadinejad from the Iran president said, if we get a nuke, okay, nowadays it's like, come on, like having a nuke is like having a regular missile because as soon as you shoot it off, some missile defense system is just going to blow it out the air.
Yeah,
so
Go ahead.
Should we be really worried about, you know what I'm saying, now if some shit happened, there's always somebody good to blame because they already said they was going to do it. That's why I said if something happened, was it really them that did it? Is the thing. That's the questions you got to answer yourself. So, I mean, I think people just need more people get smarter, faster, you know what I'm saying, to the game, and the game going to end up playing itself no matter what. I mean, no matter if they even try to get it in the end, if they even try to, you know, rebuild it, it's still going down, man. It's been going down since it started. It's been an unfair system and an unjust system, so it's finally finding a way to kill its own self off.
Wow. See, that's so crazy, B. How the first dude, they showed it on the news. They was like, okay, all right, newsflash, Korea just tipped the missile up in the air. We don't know what they're going to do with it, but they just pointed the missile up in the air. All right, back to you, Savvy. You're like, okay, if you knew that they was going to do this, so we have every bit of, you know, kind of, you know, trying to stop this situation. And we know we can't stop this situation.
Right.
Acting on it.
Say it one more time.
Okay, we know that we can stop this. Like, for instance, when the missile went up in the air, it was a newsflash. That was the best bulletin in the world. Newsflash. Okay, Korea just took the missile straight up in the air. All right, we know this already. We know this is going to happen. So if that missile make it over here, that means that it was allowed, right?
Oh, dogs, they ain't go. First of all, that's the problem with people nowadays. You think they going to announce that somebody just shot a missile at them? They ain't going to announce that shit. Maybe an hour later and put some type of weird-ass story behind it. But, I mean, ain't nobody, North Korea ain't going to just say, oh, let's shoot right now. Like, they're like telling the motherfucker, shoot my missile down out of the air right now. I'm going to shoot it at you so you can go ahead and do your little joint and shoot it out the air. They ain't going to say nothing like that, man. They just going to do it. And like I'm saying is, we would never know. It could be an hour later and boom, a missile go off. And they're like, well, don't they blew that shit down. No, they didn't. You know what I'm saying? It's like, right now, people, we are in a position where, I mean, the technology is there to really protect the people without taking people's rights. We already know that. That's why a lot of people are sort of outraged about, you know, all the rights being taken away, because the technology is there to protect people, damn, basically from around the world from stupid shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And at the end of the day, the problem is there's just a certain group of people that's not going to stop until they get their plans, their power. They can have the system the way that they want to have it, because these people feel like they can just do whatever they want to other people, and they have no karma, and they have no, you know what I'm saying? They live by a code of only the strongest survive. That's what they live by.
So you even tell me, dog, that they really don't care about the money, even though
they make the money.
So it's not the money. So it's just more so position of power, right? So
yes, I mean, they make the currency. So I mean, why would they care about it? I mean, the currency ain't nothing but a credit,
right?
I mean, you know how much money that the United States owe people? Like, you know how? Come on, man, they owe China like billions of dollars.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the United States been borrowing money from countries for, like, so long, dude. It's like, it's crazy.
Crazy.
So they make the money. They make the money. So, I mean, it ain't about the money. Never been about the money. It's about, to them, I guess it's about total control of what people, what they, you know what I'm saying? What people are doing. I guess they feel like they gods or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, there's all types of ill stories with these people that we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? It might be stories that some people might find, okay, that's crazy. There might be stories where people might be like, okay, I can believe that. So, I mean, there's all types of backgrounds behind these people that's trying to do these things to, you know, to people. Why they trying to do these things to people, I have no damn clue.
Right. Right.
I'm still at the point where I ain't figured that shit out yet. It's like, okay, you make the money, you got all the power already. It's like, what else do you want?
Right.
What else can you possibly want? And I guess it's just true. They want to exterminate like half of the motherfucking population so they can control the rest. But still, that sounds stupid as hell to me.
Yeah,
because I'm. What you gonna do every 50 years? Exterminate, you know, more people, and because I mean, population is gonna grow and it's gonna keep growing.
Well, and then not only that is keep on that is gonna keep on growing, it's just the fact of that now they're gonna implement this. You know what I'm saying, into the system. You know what I'm saying. That's why they coming out with this new world order. See. You know, so I really believe it. I think it's happening right now as we speak it, man. If you notice, man, when I take the public transportation to work, hit the trains and all this stuff, but I'm seeing these credit card swipers, where you get your pad, your pass where you don't have to pay no money. I know it's a credit card swiper, but they got these cards where, you know, you don't have to pay no money. You can buy these, or what's really smart is you can buy those passes, those 7-day passes, those 5-day passes, those 1-day passes. But since the economy is rising, it's kind of like they're making it unaffordable. First, it used to be $20, then it turned down to be $23. Now to get a 7-day pass now is like $30. You see what I'm saying? Like it's affordable, but it's on a weekly basis now. So now, if you use, let's say for instance, the card, and I'm gonna tell you what I'm going with this is, you use your card to pay or whatever, which it can be cheaper for you if you just go on and come in. If you just go on to work and come home, it's cheaper for you. The 7 days, like, okay, you can use it all the way around. So that's why you're paying for the convenience. The luxury to move around. But if you use your credit card, they have these things where they got the magnetic strips where it can read your information. So even though we think that we're paying, we could also be giving up our information on that card too as well. So that's when it comes to where right now, I think right now, as us growing up, and for the people, man, we're talking about the IRS, they can read emails and text messages without warrant. What I'm saying to you is, like you said, you have nothing to hide, right? But now they're making it to where it's going to be implemented to the system without no problems. This is going to be an everyday lifestyle. It's going to be a household name. It's going to be a brand name. And guess what? They're fighting for the control and the power over this. Right now, how they did, you know, they made the thing with the Facebook. They wanted all that information, and you wouldn't give them all that information or whatever. Then you turn around and saying, okay, now Facebook personnel, now he's CIA or FBI. He's one of them now, and I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, is this true or not? And if it is, okay, like you said, it's going to happen anyway. These people already, if you don't have a solution to where you can stop this, where you can go to Congress and report this, or go to the IRS and tell them, you know, hey, keep writing them, telling them, hey, petitioning this, how can it be stopped? Where's your information going? You need a multitude of people in order to back you up to say, hey, man, this is not a this looks to be born. I don't think it's about the people not caring. I think it's just the people are getting violated. You see what I'm saying? I think it's the principle of the situation versus the cause of the situation. Okay, if you're going to come to my crib and clean up my crib, okay, let me know you come to my crib. Don't just come to my crib and just start cleaning up. Yeah, I appreciate the fact you're cleaning up, but what if there's something in here that I didn't want you to see? Let me put this up first so you can get to cleaning up. You see what I'm saying? That's what they all be. So you can't really dictate, you know what I'm saying, what's going to happen because it already happened or it's happening.
Okay. But see, here's the thing. What I was saying was, see, corruption always finds a way to go downhill. And what's happening, dude, I mean, like, at this point, should people fight? I mean, I don't know if I'm not a politician, so I can't tell you yes and no, you know what I'm saying, what people should do, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, contacting their people. But, see, this is the thing right here. We living in a time where these people are doing too much to too many people, and these people are waking up. So they're, you know what I'm saying, they finding a way to kill their own system off without people even really doing anything. Because people are just getting smarter now. We in the information age, and I mean the internet plays a part in, you know, people communicating with each other, you know what I'm saying, and getting the word out there about things. But in the same breath, you know what I'm saying, their system was meant to go downhill because, I mean, look how corrupted it is. So, I mean, the question now, what we should be asking ourselves is, do we really care?
Well,
because we can fight to keep their system, but I mean, is it going to get better anytime soon if you really look at the culture and the values of it?
Right. I see what you're saying. I think that if you try to say that inevitable is going to happen anywhere it goes, no matter what, it's going to be evolution. No matter what you look at it, it's going to happen regardless if we do this or we don't do that. It's going to happen regardless. But
you can't really keep calling a pig a cow, you know what I'm saying, for so long. You know, people might buy it for a little while and say, okay, man, that pig is a cow. But, you know, eventually they're going to get smarter to what a pig is. You dig what I'm saying? And I mean, like, we call this country free and all of this, but like you just read off in the clips you just played, in actuality, it's not free at all. Comes with a price, and that price is them getting access to all your personal information, right?
Right. I think that's everywhere you go. Yeah, you're right.
It comes with a price. It comes with a price. So, I mean, is this system worth even fighting for anymore?
Yeah,
I mean, it's playing itself.
I think it is, man. I think it's really worth fighting for, then, because if you just throw it up under the rug, it's, you know, at least if you're gonna lose, at least you're going out like, man, Joe, at least that man, even though he lost, he still or she still gave it a fight. The problem is backing you up.
I don't mean in a fashion like that. I mean, I'm talking about, should we even try to repair a system that's already faulty? You get what I'm saying? A system that's already badly corrupt. No matter what you do to turn it around right now, it's still gonna be part of a corrupt regime is still going to have blood on his hands and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because this country, you got to understand the foundation of what this country was built off of in order, you know what I'm saying, to understand what you're fighting for. And I think if everybody better understood the foundation of this motherfucker, then they wouldn't fight at all.
Oh, that's what you're saying, right?
So, you know what I'm saying, in the end of the day, they plan their self. I mean, look at the United States going around fucking with all of these countries, telling them what to do. Some countries just like, man, I'm not trying to have it, even though the United States can defeat them hands down. We know this already. You know what I'm saying? When Korea said that they was going to do something, the United States flew from the United States to Korea nonstop just to show them, we could bomb your ass if we want. At least that's the story they told us on the news. You dig what I'm saying?
Right, so you think it's a little bit something bigger. I got you on that, Joe. I see where you going with it. You know what I'm saying?
United States would annihilate North Korea, dog. Just put it like that. We know the truth. People ain't damn stupid. I mean, come on. Think about what happened to Haiti. And they weren't even a war zone.
Well, I mean, that's something totally different, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
No, it ain't nothing. See, that's the problem. That's why people need to wake up, because that's not something totally different. If you go look into the story about that, it was reported that somebody was fucking around with a weapon that day and testing it out, and they meant to whack that shit towards, Venezuela, and it actually hit the middle of the ocean and caused an earthquake. You never heard about that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was saying where it was totally different at Frost from, you know, saying from the topic that we talking about. Where it's all that in common is that it's still the government taking over the fact of what we're talking. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a whole other story. You know,
That's why they going down. You know, that's why they going. They playing themselves, because now it's like they going around telling people what to do. Some people waking up to that. And you know what I'm saying? They only going to continue to play themselves even more. So they fucking up their own regime. People don't have to do it. I mean, there's a time. We just in the time where the system don't have enough of the bullshit. I mean, the earth don't have enough of the bullshit.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm talking about right there, the earth. See, now you mess with God's creation. See, and it just, you don't have no say-so over that. I mean, yeah, you got the free will thing, and you're doing what you're doing with it. But still, man, the earth is going to, you know, conquer and divide anything whenever it feel like something is not, you know what I'm saying, not balanced out, and it's going to keep on doing it. And then the world is showing you what's going on. You see what I'm saying? Like if it's a Band-Aid and you try to put a gunshot, try to put a Band-Aid of a gunshot wound, eventually, you know, not even eventually, how can you do it? It just defeats the purpose of you trying to hold something together that's going to outburst or it's going to blow up regardless. And then when you come with this here, the IRS can read your emails without warrant. This kind of like, it's like that, it's like a Band-Aid right now. You know what I'm saying? The Band-Aid is covering the truth right now, but the truth is so big that only way, the blindfold. Just put a blindfold over your eyes right now. Yeah, it's there. Yeah, you're not thinking about it because, let's say for you, maybe you don't use your Gmail or your Yahoo no more because you're on Facebook, which is Facebook. You already use your Facebook email to do everything as far as that. And then they're trying to say now Facebook is a part of the government. They already got your information. You on their site. You on their stuff. So when a person put up something and pushes something out, why is it that we get those delays or the internet will freeze up or you can't get this clip or you can't do that because they already don't kick you off with the Patriot Act already? That's crazy. They already, like how when you try to go on and grab a couple of friends to be your friends, they already putting up the Kappa code. You got to take this in and make sure that you're not a robot. No, they want to make sure that it's you trying to be that friend. So you start telling the truth. They shutting that stuff down already, man. So it's already happening, man. So whether or not you want to do your Fourth Amendment, which I think that everybody should exercise their rights no matter what, even if you can't get away with it, what's wrong with trying to say, hey, well, at least I did get my Fourth Amendment. You might have somebody that might come on the back end and say, hey, man, you know what? They did you like this, even though you did exercise your Fourth Amendment, but go back in there and say this, or go back in there with this piece of paper, or implement this with this. This that way you going in there, you're not getting smacked all the way down. You know what I'm saying? You already got your rights to try to protect yourself. You know, case for instance, like you just said, bro, your emails, which you just said in the clip, but with Michael B, he said that, you know, the paperback is, or they could go in there, they got 90 days, the FBI can tell you stuff and all this stuff, or they got to put it back the way that it was, or take pictures and upload their stuff and then turn around. They got 90 days to tell you, hey, this is what it is. That's like 3 months, dog. I ain't thinking about that. Let's say you did this in the wintertime. Here it is, it's going to be summertime. I'm thinking about going to put on some shorts, and then you tell me, dog, you went in my information 3 months ago?
I mean, but, you know, like, I don't really know. I mean, I feel like I said earlier, man, they made basically all of this stuff up so they can be able to be a little more investigative with people, I guess. I don't know what word I want to use for that, but, you know, they I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
You,
to a point where they don't even trust their own people no more, so.
Yeah, when you got this new world order, man, that's already in effect. It's just like how we said going back into the slavery days. After a while, you have no rights. You see what I'm saying? If we, you know, like how Martin Luther King, how he fought for us to, you know, get to where we are at now. How you look at it, how Farrakhan kept saying to what he was saying. You got to look at the situation with what happened with Emmett Till. You know what I'm saying? Even though that Emmett Till situation, it woke us up. Just off the simple fact of that a little kid was just winking or blowing a kiss. You see what I'm saying? Like, these, they're not little. These things play an important role. Somebody seen this, and they acted on this, and so they had to get people to protect them. What about the three boys that went down there in Alabama, and they were trying to protest the rights down there, and they got, you know, they ended up getting killed. You know what I'm saying? The Mega Everett. All this stuff, man, that plays a role. So I say to people, man, is especially our African-American, we are a big population. We might be minute or we might be small, but we are a big population standing together to try to prevent these type of things from happening. They got some over there west in Africa right now. They got their own internet system out there, don't they?
Did you ask me? They have their own internet system?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure if they do, man. I know Gaddafi was trying to bring in their own, like, satellite for internet and stuff like that, you know, with that new currency and things like that. I'm not sure if they do, though, right now.
Right. I'm just saying, bro, you know, we as African-American, man, it says it starts with just one to move forward. All right, we got this up here, man. The IRS can read emails without warrant. They can get text messages, any electronic device that they pretty much want. You're protected under your Fourth Amendment, right? Out of your Fourth Amendment, you can take that to Congress. They already know this already, but you can put your name down, and if you go to your community. A lot of people, put like this, a lot of people don't even get on the internet like that no more. But pretty soon, it's going to be to the point to where, I don't care if you're 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years old, they're going to have you being entered into a system. When you go to the hospital, you're in a system. You see what I'm saying? Anytime you give a man a social security number, you are in the system. I don't care who you are.
It's to the point real quick, man, where they don't even know where you at, dog. I mean, did you see them Google glasses?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you could take pictures and upload them directly and to your Facebook or whatever you're looking at the moment. Like, you throw them on, you might be at the zoo looking at a tiger or something. You throw them on and you just say to the Facebook glasses, yo, picture, and it takes a picture, and you say Facebook, it upload it right to your Facebook. Right there, you ain't even moved your hands or nothing.
Crazy.
So they're going to be able to turn, people going to think those are cool joints, you know what I'm saying, to wear around. They're going to be, get all the kids to wear them. They're going to make them smaller, more portable, whatever. They're going to be able to snap them cameras on and see exactly what the hell you're doing. That's leading this way up to the chip. Do I think we're going to see the chip now? You know, that they're supposed to be putting in people? Nah. I think it's a little too soon for that. I think people are smarter to the point where it's kind of like, yo, come in. You're going to put a chip inside you. Like, nah, I'm cool.
Well, that was good that we had even came back to that, man, because you know we got about 3 minutes now. But you know that chip, man, we already got the chip on us, dog. We already got the cell phones, dog. We keep our phones with us. That's why even if you turn your cell phone out off, you got to take the battery out your phone in order for it to be completely off. You see what I'm saying? And they got like a little generator that already is being charged in your phone. So whereas if you try to do that, they still got it. Like these cameras where you can see each other. Like, you know, yeah, we can use it for Skype and, you know, and Google and all this stuff, whatever. But it actually, man, it could turn on by itself. How your phone ever just did that? It just came on or it cut off automatically? Or did it come back on?
Yeah.
It does that, man. They said we finna upload. Why is your phone updating? Because it got another program that they want to choose to make it better than that. Then when you get these applications, you know what I'm saying, Western World One, besides westernworld1.com, go get that application. But these applications that you got, man, sometimes they ask you, man, we want your information. We want all this in order to download, to say yes. Do you agree to these terms? Like, yeah, because you want to get that.
But see, let me ask you this. What if, okay, you know, back then in the days, you know, they probably explained stuff different, right? And I'm just thinking this. What if the Mark of the Beast was a cell phone? Just think about that. People say,
man,
it's a chip.
You got about 45 seconds, bro. Go ahead, man. Make it good.
People say it's a chip. Where does a chip, they supposed to put the chip inside your body, inside your cell? Think about that. The chip is inside our cells already, inside the cell phone, son.
That's right. And you got to enter the numbers in order.
There we go. Something to think about.
I love that, bro. I love that, man. Man, Case, man, did you want to say something else, man, before we shut it down?
Nah, man, I just wanted to say, man, it was a good show once again, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank everybody for rocking with us, listening to us. Go check out more stuff over at thedennisworld1.com, right? Yeah, that's right.
Westernworld1.com. That's what's up. Let's do it, man. I appreciate you, bro. Go ahead.
You're going to smack the shit out of him with some old grapes.
Wait.
Damn.
All right, man. Sit in, man. We out, man.
1,000.
Man, I just want to thank everybody, man, for coming on, man. Kicking with us, man. WesternWorld1.com. Go download that app, man. A lot of people that was calling in, I'm sorry I couldn't get to you guys. I know y'all can hear the, you know, the crickling and stuff that was in the phones. But I was trying to get people on, but I couldn't really hit the button today. So, man, we're going to try to do it next week, y'all. All right? Let's go.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.